2025.
We're live inside. 2025. Myself, G-Man, Docs, D, and E.
Come on.
Yeah, I mean, we're here.
Yeah, D.
What we saying, man? I'm freaking...
What are we telling them, guys? We're back, man.
Listen, somebody needs to punch up Cycling Mikey.
Ooh.
Who?
Ooh, ooh.
The guy. Somebody needs to punch up Cycling Mikey
straight away.
Who? The reason why he got points in his license.
Ah, I got 9 points because of a guy like him. It wasn't actually him, though. So we're going straight into the matter. Bro, I'm going to put the video. You'll see the video, bro. Man got caught on Lee Bridge Road, yeah. Bro, listen. How do I put this? Early in the morning, rushing to go to work and running late as it is. Hopped in the whip, cool, blowing. Bro, man's just driving. Man's, I'm not thinking that in COVID. It's like 8:30 in the morning. I'm tired. Bro, come to the traffic light now. Nah. It's just sitting there. But I'm just on my phone. I'm not even paying attention. But me, obviously, to the people them, I'm trying to reroute my maps, but really and truly, I was on TikTok, innit? But yeah.
Nine points for TikTok.
You're already incriminating yourself.
But it's too late. I've already been sentenced for it.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? I'm out here telling the judge, oh, I was trying to reroute my maps.
Well, you should have cried, man.
What's that gonna do?
We should have cried, told her I've got kids.
But you know,
I need my license. Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
The reason why, I've got 9 points, bro. Because this dickhead on the pedal back, I seen man on my phone. But bear in mind, but when I was coming down the road, I saw him. And I don't know why he was just acting like a cunt, innit, yeah? But I think he said something to me, yeah? And I just ducked out. I don't know what he was saying. My man has come and recorded me, yeah? I'm not even paying no attention. He's just filmed me on my phone. Cut out. But here this year, obviously, we all got back doors for everything. So I could have got away with this. But I'm actually going to call my uncle out on this one, yeah? He was like, oh, no, take it to court because there's a course that you can do and you won't get the points. Do. Obviously, family, I'm going to believe it. I'm like, what? Have you done it? He's told me he's done it. He's bossed it because he got caught. Feds caught him on his phone. He got the calls. I said, yeah. Bruv, I took it to court. My man, the judge just said, nah, bro, you're getting straight 6 points. Man said, what happened to the calls? He was like, yeah, the calls expired in that March. I got caught in April. He's like, he literally said to me, you missed it by 3 days.
You know, 3 days, there's people that go out their way in their lives, to make other man's lives harder. Like, why would you go out just like, why would you wake up one day and say, I'm gonna go on my back and catch people on their phones?
You know what's mad?
Like, come on,
my insurance is, bro, I don't even want to talk about insurance.
I can't get insurance. Telecom, isn't it?
I can't get insurance. It's insane.
You need to get insurance.
Right now, my mom's my first driver. Like, I have to be second driver. Bear in mind, I had 3 points for speeding. Yeah, cool, whatever. I take that, but the 6 points, man, I can't even get my own insurance because I'm just seeing commas. I'm not trying to pay, bro. One company, I think it was Churchill or Ian Shaw, they quoted man at 260 a month. Why am I paying 260 at the age of 30 for insurance?
I'm not gonna lie though, not that bad.
260 a month. Do you know how much I was paying before?
I've seen higher,
that's crazy.
I was paying £80.
Yeah.
How does it jump up to 260?
Wait, so when did you actually get caught?
I got caught last year.
Yeah, well, and the six and points last for how long? What, 3 years?
Shall I tell you what hurt me about this year?
You might as well buy e-bike, fam.
I was on holiday at the time. And this thing come through. Holiday done off.
The sun is now turned to rain, bro.
Bro, hey, listen. Anyway,
I've been Spain, but the S is silent.
Man will bring Brian here. Brian could sit here and tell you. Shout out my boy, Brian. Man was in, we was in Gran Canary, enjoying life. We got on the coach, we're at some festival thing. Got on the coach, I checked my emails. I said, rah, so Metropolitan Police. I said, what's going on? Man's bust it. He said, you've been caught driving on your phone. I said, nah. Bruv, it says, enter your date of birth. I've just saw myself there.
I said, it's not me.
Bro, my whole mood changed there.
Was that same party you was winding up on the auntie?
No, that was Barbados.
Oh, okay. I said, you don't want no more Barbados. Drink.
Bro, man.
You don't know Jones around you.
Bro, I was pissed.
He just went to his room watching SpongeBob.
The maddest thing is about the situation, yeah. everyone just saw how my mood just changed. Like, I had people saying, oh, you're all right. Yeah, 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 I'm cool. That's what I'm saying.
Like, but dog died or something.
Bro, man's looking at the phone.
He was vexing it.
To the point that, like, do you know what? I couldn't believe it myself. I had to ask the next brother. I was like, hey, yo, brother, does that look like me? Like, you know that? I was shocked. Like, knowing it is me, I had to ask him, does he look like me?
So that I'll be behind the wheel, fam.
I'm trying to calculate so much shit, what's going on? And I'm just thinking, nah.
Nah.
And then this is when I was vexed that day, but I got bare drunk later because I had to get over it. But then he's like, I come back to the UK to hear my uncle tell me that I can beat it if I go court. For me to go court and get 6 points. And I've got a 2-bill fine for trying to go court. On top of it. You know what I'm saying?
Better than me, man.
I've got a 2-bill fine on top of it. And then, do you know what the maddest thing is? Yeah,
turn up to court.
Bro. You know what my uncle Lee is like. Man's even said to him, bro, that I'm listening to your advice and that. He was like, oh, yeah, they gave me the course. I don't know why they didn't give it to you. I'm like, bro.
Yeah, sorry about that, bro.
Yeah. man was like, oh, but then he turned around and said to man, oh, it's not my fault though, innit? That way you got that. What do you mean? It's your fault. Because like I said, guys have got back doors. I could have backdoored this in some sort of way and got rid of it.
Mm.
I took my family's advice, which got me a 2-bill fine and 6 points on my license, to the point that I can't even get freaking insurance now because I'm not paying 260. And do you know what he's doing? He's happily driving his A-class down the road, moving perfectly fine.
You see what you learn from this story? Sometimes the illegal route is the way. You know what I'm saying?
I can't lie.
You know what I mean?
It is.
I can't lie.
I'm not legal though.
I'm suffering.
I'm not going to lie to you, yeah? Really and truly, I should not even have my license. But yeah, listen, I'm going to say no more, but yeah.
Guys got back doors. And you know what it is? My boy was telling me, I can do it for you. 2 bills. I'm like, nah. My uncle told me I can do this thing. I'm trusting the faith in my uncle. When I come back through the door from court and I saw the paper.
Can't lie, I would have shed tears, points. You know. I would have shed tears.
And I'm pissed. 2028 it comes off. 2028.
You got to think, 3 years. You can ride that.
3 years. Bro.
Nah, G man, this is what you do, yeah?
It's a myth, man.
You buy an e-bike. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you buy an e-bike.
I'll get a scooter.
Yeah. Nah, get a scooter.
I was thinking about an e-bike. You can get points from a scooter.
Yeah, what? Don't stop. I've seen the man getting clamped outside Stratford.
Bro, then don't he stop. Says, you're not
them delivery man. Bro, the feds are taking their e-bikes. Bro,
you can't use e-bike now.
Bro, you've got to stop insurance.
You've got to stop insurance.
Yeah,
because
it's an electric motor, isn't it? So it's classified as a vehicle. Some of them can't go over a certain miles per hour.
Yeah, but where's the reg plate? I don't see no reg plates on e-bikes.
That's what I'm trying to say. It's not road legal.
Do you know what's funny about this? I saw something like this on TikTok, and then the fed taking the bike from an Uber man, and I commented saying, oh, what? They got nothing else better to do. Bro, I've never had so many people come for me in the comments. Yeah? I'm thinking, what the hell? Someone's like, oh, yeah, it's your skin colour. It's always doing things like this. Like, people are like, oh, you abide by the law. I'm thinking, bro, my man is trying to make a living and the feds took the back off of him. He had the thing.
I'm focused on the skin colour comment. You ain't even that bad,
bro.
The
fake accounts.
You know what I'm saying?
But fake accounts are the funniest. One thing I clocked about Insta and all these social medias, yeah, just don't take it to heart.
No, I didn't, but don't the skin colour one got, man.
Because, bro, I've been getting people, yeah, that would be getting onto me. Bro, I don't respond. I just like it. I caught them back. If I can see your profile picture, I'm cooking you, bro. Nah, but see, well, I can't be up because you I'll be saying so much and I'll be on comments bears, yeah. You think I got time to be going through each comment?
Hey, you look prolific in the comments, innit?
Nah, but that one I had to comment because it was like, bro.
Nah, he's prolific.
Yeah, I know. but he does it with a quickness, bro. Like, I'll be seeing.
Quick with it.
It don't make no sense. The post be up for 10 minutes. Man's there. 200 likes already. I'm thinking, what the fuck?
You see, like, what I'm saying just it? Here and there. But that one, the skin colour thing, it got me. I was thinking that someone actually commented, oh, it's your skin colour that does all the crime.
Usual suspects.
And then they say usual. I was thinking, raw.
Hey, I can't, that one.
My really man's Asian, bruv. I'm black, bruv. Why is he saying my skin colour?
I'll be honest with you, yeah.
Bled me.
He's probably darker than you these times, fam.
There's some racism that, I can't lie, you gotta just laugh, bro. Like, how can you be so racist and funny at the same time, bro?
I can't lie. For me, yeah. Bro. I don't think it's gonna sound mad what I'm about to say, yeah. But say, like, if someone's being racist to me online, like, I don't feel like it won't get me vexed. Unless you're in my face talking.
There was one comment, yeah. I can't lie, it made me laugh. It's one of our boys, yeah, on his. He does me to get it, yeah. But one of the comments was like, I can smell the curry from him.
Oh, yeah, they said I could feel the curry from the thumbnail. Do you know how racist are you, man? Like,
yo. Hey, listen.
Nah, but I can't lie. That's kind of funny, though.
That was hilarious.
That's kind of funny though. You know what I'm saying? Because like, to be honest, yeah, if I wake up tomorrow and say I'm a comedian, yeah, I can be saying all shit like that, man. It's comedy, isn't it?
Most racist people out there.
It's black people.
Fans. No,
nah,
it's football fans.
Black people.
Football fans.
You think black people are racist?
Yeah. No, maybe not football, racist, yeah, but we're very prejudicial. White
football fans, bro. Saka missed the goal. Someone sent him a picture of a gorilla. Raw. Do you know how mad that is, man? He missed the goal, and then
you know
that's mad. Oh,
do you know what makes me laugh? Yeah, it's okay, like, man, the time that you would put behind making the picture.
You know, like that.
Or second to a gorilla. Who thinks of that?
Like on there, on the spot, innit?
Who thinks of that,
bro? It's mad. It's like how do they love you when
you win, and they'll get onto you when you lose. It's like Sterling with the Daily Mail and the Sun. They hate him.
Bro,
you know what I mean?
Like, they just do racism.
But I can't, like, that shit will always happen, man. Mm. You know what I mean? That shit will always happen.
Did you might see the thing with Marcus Rashford the other day? It was bare stupid. The youth got bagged for a murder or something, and the youth took a picture of Marcus Rashford like 4 years ago. Then they put Marcus Rashford in the picture and said, "Oh, Marcus Rashford's boy, jail for murder." Man,
had to make a statement and say, "Like, I don't know this guy.
I don't know him. He's a fan. I don't know the guy." Like, bro, they would do racism. Bro,
the fact that he even has to address it is crazy. It's
dumb. You know what it is? That shit will never change until like black people actually control these publications, isn't it? You know what I mean? Yeah,
but they won't, though. Because they made it normal.
Nah, but you got to make, like, got to make our own.
Let me tell you something, yeah? And I was going back to what you just said. So you see Krypton Conan and they got the supermarket, right? Do you see the people?
For themselves.
You see people that's chatting shit?
I think that is a brilliant
this ain't gonna last. I'm thinking, right, and it's coming from our own people. It's like, well, why are we so quick to tear each other down? It makes no sense.
I would even just say it's black people. I just feel like
it's
not black people. It's the UK.
It's the UK, but there is black people in it that are saying this.
I wouldn't even say UK. I would say London, especially.
Yeah.
It's London culture.
It doesn't make sense.
It's London culture.
Like me, generally, I don't get. I think they're doing well for themselves.
Everyone will see everything accomplished. Stuff and succeeding and be quiet. At the moment something controversial happens, they're quick to say something bad about this.
You see what it doesn't make no sense? If it was an Asian guy that owned the shop, which it is actually, and it was only him, they won't have nothing to say. Actually, no, they'll say, why is it always Asian guys that's always selling black products? But then when you got two guys that are black that's actually co-signing the thing, you still got a problem with it. So
it's
like,
is bad.
You can't win. It's just always like,
bro, have you been on the plane?
Shout out to them,
and you go know, overseas. For real,
it's a big movement that they're doing.
When you go overseas on the plane, you get off the plane, the air feels better, the energy feels better, and you come back here, you just go through the grey cloud.
I'm not going to lie. One thing, though. I don't really like the terminology where you say UK is a bad place or a bad vibes. Nah, man. Cause
bro, UK got...
We're lit when we want to be lit.
UK got voted the second most miserable country in the world.
Nah, miserable. UK is miserable in a sense.
It's just a place that you go to, man.
No, it's not. But when you start adding aspects of everything up, cost of living... Yeah, cost of living is a big thing which is making the people miserable. People can't even feed
themselves. You still have people going Shoreditch every night. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but they're kids.
Bro, regardless. We're talking about bad vibes, yeah? Okay, cool. What element of bad vibes are we talking? On a night out or in general?
We're not even very welcoming to tourists as well.
I agree. Right, let's put it like this, yeah?
You don't give tourists a good experience to take
back. America will support you in any aspect of anything you're doing. You will blow easy in America.
Brother, if you ain't got medical care, they ain't treating you. What are you talking about?
But I'm talking about support and
supporting the culture, innit?
Yes. They here, there's no support in the culture.
Nah, I can't lie.
Shake your Nash here. Oh, she's a hoe. She's this and that. They do it in America. I'm not saying it's a good thing, but they do it in America. She blows up. She makes bread.
You know what it is?
They have support.
You know what it is, G? Like, I feel like in the UK, people, like, initially, say you start something, yeah? Initially, they'll be like, what? Why is my man doing that? Why is she doing that? But then as soon as they see you get a bit of traction, they start dick sucking. Like, UK, once you get to a certain level, boom, they're all dick sucking now. But before you get to that level, they're like, what? Mm. This, that, the you know what I mean? It's weird, isn't
it? It's always corny until everyone, it's working.
There's a lot of sheep in the UK, isn't it? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's a lot of sheep in the UK.
America... Their culture, they support each other in every aspect, whether it's OnlyFans, being a stripper, being a guy that's doing UPS, being Amazon.
You're just encouraged to be more expressive in UK.
That's banging 100 men in that. guys are supporting that though.
Wait, did you enjoy it?
No, I didn't do it.
I didn't enjoy it. I didn't see no footage of it though. So how do you know about that? It's on socials, isn't it? I don't know. What place was you in the land? I think that's stupid. But no, I'm saying she's getting a push for it though. But if she goes to America, she'll get supported more.
No, but I can't lie, G. She's already blown up though.
Because
the fact that we're here talking about that means she's already, people know what I'm going. I can't lie, I was at work the other day, yeah. My fucking manager, my line manager, we're sitting down having lunch, a couple of us here. My line manager brings it up. I'm looking at him like, this is a 40-year-old white man, yeah. I'm looking at him like, what the fuck are you saying to me right now, bro?
Before we had to join in into that apartment.
You know what I'm saying?
1001.
What?
Guy's mad.
But let's be honest, though, the supporting thing.
I don't support, man. No, but look at the time, yeah. I'm reeling it back to our friends, not you. But remember the time that I went and checked a couple man and them man had to phone you. And I said, bro, the reason guys are not doing as much because you man don't support guys. I said, if you supported guys how guys should have been supported, everyone here would be in a better position. But you man just want to watch from a distance and don't say nothing. But as soon as things start going well, oh, yeah. You know, I was there for you, innit? No, you wasn't. My friends are not supportive friends.
You got experience being in that industry where, like, you could see from obviously what you do outside, like.
So with that, I would say don't necessarily watch whether your friends are supporting you or not, because you obviously found your market, and with that market, they will support you. Obviously, your friends are always naturally going to come back around when things are obviously moving. At the time, they might not help, but it's life, isn't it? You can't even be mad at them.
You just got to do your thing. I can't lie. You just got to do your own thing.
But then, on the flip side of it, you made it. They didn't support. You got to the point where you are there, and then now they're coming back looking to you with hands out. What are you going to say?
Tell them no.
You know what? With handouts doesn't necessarily have to be financially. It could be providing people opportunities to do better.
Okay, so would you provide the people that didn't support you the opportunity?
Depend on how, what sort of relationship I have towards them, innit?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if it was an 18 member, okay, let's say you got your 18 members that you expect them to support you regardless of you having to ask them to support you, but they didn't. And then they're coming to you and like, yo, my guy, you're my bro. Like, me and you, we've been together. But he didn't support you to where you had to build your empire.
Personally, the person I am, I would still support them. But it wouldn't be, as I said, it wouldn't be financially. I would still help them if I had the means to do so, innit?
It depends on what they're bringing to you as well, though. Because I can't lie, if one of my friends is bringing bullshit to me, I'll tell them, bro, that's bullshit. Like,
yeah, it has to make sense.
You know what I'm saying?
Cool. One thing I think, as well, that you have to understand as well, you can't bring everyone.
You can't.
Yeah.
You can't.
But this is why you have to view the, like, not necessarily a pyramid scheme, but it's like, if I helped him get into a better position, he now has to spread the seed and give it to everyone else also. Yeah.
But at the same time, you also need to be careful who you're giving that thing is, because he might be giving it to people that you wouldn't necessarily give it to, but then through his connection, I'm going to bring it up. Look at Young Philly's situation. Now, you could say Chunks bought Young Philly in,
but they can't support him.
But then look what's happened. They're supporting him behind closed doors.
I wouldn't say he brought him in. Their man were doing two different things, innit? They had their own.
But come on, let's be real. Chunks was kind of on an upper scale. And then when they did the collaboration, like Ant and Deck, they kind of went further together than they did separately, no?
I think Chunks and them man are supporting my man behind closed doors.
I ain't seen this Donnie since.
I wouldn't say they're supporting him.
Yeah, but that's it. That situation is mad. You can't come out in the public and say, yeah, man, supporting him.
Yeah, off camera they have their own relationship.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
On camera, he can't actually say he's supporting him to the public, but you might even see him with him. But it's like he's not gonna address the allegations that's happened. You get what I'm trying to say? He's not involved in it. So
that shit's mad.
This is what I'm trying to say. You have to be careful who you roll with. Cause let's be real. In that scenario, he should have never put himself in that situation in the first place.
Innocent. I think Young Philly's innocent.
He paid for the sex. What are you talking about?
He paid.
Yeah.
Okay, there's too many.
She's a known prostitute.
You know what? Yeah. See all these things. I can't lie.
I don't believe the raping part.
No chance.
But the physical domestic stuff.
You see these situations, yeah. Man. You just gotta wait until it's all settled and done. Because I've seen situations where girls have lied on man. And I've seen situations where man will
D-vibe.
Like fucking say, put on their mum's life that they're innocent and they done that shit. So it's like, you just got to wait and see what happened, innit?
But you this is what I'm trying to say, yeah, like, if you can talk about all these allegations, like Diddy allegations, all the other stuff, yeah.
Nah, Diddy, like, no, no, Diddy, no, no, definitely, wait, Diddy definitely done that shit. Diddy done that shit, bro.
Wait, I'm not saying, he gave her the golden boot. That was disgusting. That was rude. Listen, I'm not saying, yeah, what he did was all lies. What I'm going to say is, some of the people that are claiming that he done something to are lying. Mm-hmm. Let's be real. Because they're seeing... No, but this is what I'm trying to get you to understand. When this... Like, let's say, for example, with this old Bill Cosby and all that stuff, yeah? The minute where the first victim gets paid out, you then see a trail, a pattern. It always happens. Mm-hmm. When the first payout happens, everyone comes through. This happened to me then. This happened to me then.
Nah,
E-man, this happened to me
E-man,
then.
I hear that
no,
shit.
No, but come on, let's all be real. No, I'm not saying that, but I'm condoning it. It's wrong. Uh-huh. Full stop. But let's not act like as if some E-man. Of these women are lying.
Nah, E-man, I hear
they're
that.
They're lying for the bag. And E-man. Let's be real. When it comes to that type of stuff, it always goes in favor with the woman.
Listen, I hear that. Man. I hear that. But Diddy done that shit, bro.
Diddy definitely done.
Yeah, Diddy done that shit.
So you're telling me every woman that's coming across is saying, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
I'm not, I don't know. I'm just saying, Diddy done that shit.
Did he done it. But we're going to leave it here. Until next time, guys. To be continued.
Yeah, man.
Randomly Control. We're back.
Hit that subscribe button.
Bow.
Boom.
Don't be a simp.